Red on Red.
This week in the podcast, we're joined by Killian McCann of new Cork-based online magazine, Post Material.
I'm down when I
The Altered Hours with Over the Void, taken from their On My Tongue EP, and The Love Buzz with Disco Junkie 1200, taken from their The Candy Flip EP, both records available for download and streaming from bandcamp.com and all of your streaming services. This is Red on Red, Cork's new music podcast, dropping every Wednesday evening via Cork's Red FM and redextra.ie. We're also available on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you listen. I'm Mike McGrath-Ryan, and this week we're joined in studio by one of the team behind a brand new online magazine emerging from Cork City's arts community in the weeks and months to come. Post Material Magazine's Killian McCann. Killian, how's it going, boss?
How are you?
Not too bad at all. Thanks a million for coming on the show. Post Material Magazine is set to launch in the very near future, but before any of that happens, you've got a public discussion day happening this Friday at the Pink Moon Cafe on Washington Street. It's not the first time we've had these kind of public consultancies by arts, community arts organizations in the city before. The Angry Mon Collective has kind of done one of those as well. Kind of talk to us a little bit about what people can expect there and what's going to be discussed.
Well, I just want to see what people want to see in Cork and coming out of a magazine. I don't think we can really, you know, say anything without hearing from anyone first, to be honest. Just because we want to give a voice to people, and you can't give people a voice without listening to them.
In terms then of just kind of the line of questioning that you're going to take with people, is it going to be more kind of just open tables and people coming to you with discussions? Is there going to be ideas kind of thrown around by yourselves in terms of like a pre-agreed editorial direction? Like, how does this kind of conversation begin to take?
We're going to say what we want to do. And then we will discuss with people, you know, have tables where we kind of hear what people have to say to us and what people want to see, and kind of go from there. And
just remember to get people's emails. That's the one thing, is just collect emails. A lot of people listening will have been through the kind of web scene ringer themselves. They'll have started publications of their own. They'll have contributed to publications, or they will have contributed to the online presences of bigger organisations themselves. I suppose maybe talk to us a little bit about where the idea for Post Material came along and what were the kind of the early discussions around the people involved.
Summer 2017, it was probably the root of it. Myself and a few of my friends were living out for the summer on Magazine Road. They were part of this band at the time called Little Indigo.
I've seen the name on a few posters.
Yeah. They kind of stopped after that summer because a lot of us went on Erasmus. Back then, we were part of this kind of college scene. There were gigs going and people were kind of excited, like, about, you know, all this new music coming out, and like people were turning up the gigs and we were like, oh, like it's on all hit, like it's going uphill, like this is class, like we're like all taking part in this kind of little, you know, bubble, and like where can it go? I like thought like, oh, you know, it'd be cool to like promote it in like a different way, like maybe, you know, like send out some zines around. Like none of this ever happened, like it was just ideas thrown around, like,
yeah.
And then the end of the summer, I went to Montreal for a year. Connell and the other kind of leader or whatever person behind this, he went to Leipzig. Liz, another one of us, went to Leiden,
yeah,
in the Netherlands, and it was kind of like we were all doing our own thing. Then in Montreal, I worked a small bit for this event promotion company, a bit like a collective, but it was like a proper, it was called Indie Montreal, and they would like make, you know, put up, like make gigs, and I was like doing posters and cloakroom work for them there.
Yeah.
I was like thinking like this could be something we could do in Cork, you know?
Yeah.
So I came back, and Teletext Records was after starting up, yeah. Houseu was after starting up, and all these cool things started like happening. I was like thinking, well, things are really like, you know, on the up here again. Like, and so I ended up doing a project for university, a final year project on the Cork music scene, where I sort of looked at the history, looked at links with the past, kind of interviewed all these heads like around the place just to figure out what it was all about and what people thought about the scene and what ideas were around and what was needed. And I thought there was a gap, that there was no one was really, there were all these collectives around the place, but they were all kind of, you know, doing their thing and no one was really mixing. There was no like catch-all umbrella really,
yeah,
to like promote everything, because they were all kind of, you know, they were all promoting themselves. There was no one to promote them like as a whole.
Yeah.
So you have, if you're like looking what's going on in Cork, you have to go to that page to see it. There's no like catch all. There is like the gig guides.
There's the gigs
and 909 that you do, and they're class. Like, it's nothing for the artist to say themselves. It's all about what someone else has to say about them. There's no way of saying it themselves. So there's not that much interviews. There's not that much. It's all kind of top down rather than ground up.
Well, now, like, I know there's a few of us, etc., that kind of work in features, whether it's for The Echo or elsewhere, where, you know, we're aware that there are a lot of different voices telling a lot of different people what to do. And just from our own experience, we do try and say, look, we know that this is what an artist is trying to accomplish. We know that this is what they're trying to convey. And it's down to us really to kind of interview them and talk about, you know, what makes them tick, why they do this, what the human interest story is behind that. That tone kind of tends to get lost a little bit in kind of more short form journalism, where the onus is on editorial to emphasize the effect of a streaming premiere or a video premiere, etc. But yeah, very definitely there needs to be like a dedicated publication in the same way that there used to be We Are Noise, Backstage Traffic, Drop D, and you know, in the same way that AU and The Thin Air were able to do on an all-Ireland basis.
Yeah, exactly. And what we aim to do is to hear from the ground up, just really look at the grassroots, how they promote themselves, and liaise with all these collectives where it goes from what they want to promote, like, to us, and then we'll say what they want to say,
yeah,
rather than the person who has the, who's up, like, person, the editor or whatever, decides.
Yeah,
if you get me.
Like, in terms then of identifying what aspects of the Cork City music scene to platform, and, you know, what things really need a spotlight shone on them, kind of what were the earliest discussions in terms of, you know, not the aesthetic of Post Material magazine, but in terms of the coverage, in terms of things that are going to be covered, not only in terms of music, but in terms of visual art, in terms of youth culture, in terms of politics, etc.?
Well, what we want to do is we would like to collaborate with as many artists as possible to sort of promote their voice and their art,
yeah,
as well as, you know, promoting their events and you know, making sure that they get as many people to see them as possible. We'd like to do collaborative events with, like, you know, we really want to work with artists, like, not only music, but artists and theatre, and we're really interested in just working with them so that they get more people seeing them.
We'll talk a little bit more about creating a new platform for the arts in Cork in a little while, but first of all, once you kind of decided kind of among yourselves what the goal was going to be, and it's interesting that you bring up working in collectives with Indie Montreal, right, as Indie Cork has just finished up, and the air of collaboration is around the place more so than ever. Maybe talk to us a little bit about kind of reaching out and expanding past the kind of initial two or three of you to find different people to contribute and put things together, because from what I hear, there's more than a few people kind of involved at this at the outset.
Well, in college, I kind of knew a lot of people who were very talented and creative. I know them still. I really want to bring them into this, and, you know, give them a platform to express themselves, because you have your arts degree, whatever. But where does that bring you these days? I mean, like, I myself am working in a shop. Most of us have part-time jobs and do that in our spare time. So I wanted to find a way to give them a place to put what they were, their thoughts, their writings, their ideas. And so we have a good few long reads planned. These are like really like deep, like deeply looking into issues in Irish society. We have a lot of we've op-eds planned, we've video documentaries planned.
Excellent.
And we have ideas for collaboration with, you know, other art forms.
But in terms then of like looking around you and looking at creative people kind of in your circle, talk to us a little bit about just kind of identifying individual strengths and weaknesses, because when you're an editor, etc., you got a crew of people that, you know, want to contribute to something that's bigger than themselves. And, you know, there's a great vibe in terms of people that, at the start of a project, there's a great vibe around people that want to contribute to something. And then slowly but surely, unless writers find themselves engaged with a particular specialty or a particular topic, they kind of find themselves kind of getting disheartened and walking away from the project. Maybe talk to us a little bit about kind of seeing in the community around you the kind of specialties and the kind of topics that the writers on your team are covering.
Well, I just can see that they have, they're passionate about their ideas and their opinions. They know what they want to say. They know what they want to express. And like, I mean, I'm just letting them say what they think, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, that's what anyone wants, is someone to just let them be like, oh, yeah, just go ahead, just say what you want. Like, say what you think. That's because that's what's most valuable to them, is their thoughts and their ideas. And
I suppose, like, once you kind of identified what people wanted to do, maybe talk to us a little bit about kind of some of the more practical challenges of setting up a webzine, because everybody thinks, oh, register a website and get a WordPress account, get things together, and it's as easy as that. But, you know, coming to a common consensus with a team of people that want to do things, have different ideas, maybe want to pull things in different directions a little bit, talk to us about some of the challenges of getting not only a website up, but a, you know, a collaborative website where there's not only a lot of teamwork, but also, I suppose, because not everybody can be around the entire time, not everybody is hanging around, the ups and downs of distributed teamwork, as it were.
Well, the hardest thing is finding the time. But I mean, it's, we all know what we want to see, and we're all adding to it in way. Everyone's adding is valuable. Mm. So there's not really any, the only challenge really is time and finding the time to do it. We all know what we want to see, and so we know what's going to happen. We already have an idea, and we're just going to go with it.
Because time is a massive currency when it comes to putting projects like this together. You know, there are like, you know, three editorial people and another six or seven contributors that can kind of distribute the work among yourselves. And, you know, as the kind of mood for collectives continues, hopefully this will become more of a story when it comes to post material. We'll talk a little bit more about the editorial tone of post material in a little bit, but first we're going to go to some more tunes. Killian, you've helped us put together a playlist. Earlier on, we heard from the Altered Hours with Over the Void and the Love Buzz with Disco Junkie 1200. But coming up, we're staying in that kind of noisy, proggy, punky direction. You got Pretty Happy with Shut Up.
Yeah, it's a great tune. And great voice.
You also have Gilbert or the Unfathomable Loneliness of the Space Prospector with Stingo.
Yeah, that album is just one of the best to have come out of Cork in a long time, I'd say.
A massive kind of mixing job by Chris Summers too. He's definitely the kind of project that he wanted to kind of sink his teeth in on. We're going to hear from Gilbert in just a moment, but first, this is Pretty Happy with Shut Up here on Red On Red.
Oh, answer my messages just once in your life. Don't make me out to be such a fucking creep.
We'll be right back.
Gilbert, or The Unfathomable Loneliness of the Deep Space Prospector with Stingo. Taken from their West of Space album, available via Teletext Records on all streaming services and bandcamp.com. This is Red on Red, Cork's new music podcast, and we're still joined in studio by Cillian McCann of newly minted Cork online magazine Post Material, launching in the weeks and months to come, with a public discussion day happening this Friday afternoon at the Pink Moon Cafe on Washington Street. Do come along and share your ideas and shape the future of local and community media in Cork City. Before the jump, we were talking a little bit about some of the challenges and upsides and the circumstances surrounding the foundation of Post Material magazine. But one of the things that it's going to take on, because of its remit, because of your age and because of everything else, is the state of youth culture in Ireland in 2019. Now, youth culture in Ireland is a steadily evolving thing that has taken on far more influences from not only the internet, not only from demographic changes, etc., but also just from the, you know, the change in musical and artistic conversation over the past 10 years or so, where almost the idea of genres is almost done away with, and the common thread kind of between everything now is doing it yourself, you know, a DIY aspect, and whether that's collectivization, as we've discussed, or visual artists kind of discussing and plumbing their own depths when talking to you for an article. I suppose maybe kind of, number one, set the parameters for your understanding of youth culture, and kind of just kind of brief people listening on the issues around youth culture in Cork as you see them.
It's just giving a voice to the generation that is part of the new kind of Ireland that's come out of the recent decades, you know, the last decade, you know, since the referendums on, you know, same-sex marriage and abortion. This generation has really been one of the driving forces behind how those changes took place, and it's just the first kind of one of the first liberal generations, one of the first, it's the first generation to be, you know, to not be bogged down by the Catholic Church and all that kind of stuff. There's no publication that's just about young people, for young people.
A great irony, actually, is, you know, not that you're not going to accomplish that, much in the same way as people before you haven't accomplished it for their time and their generation and the incremental change that has happened over the last 30 years. But I can't help but think of Hot Press fancying themselves agents of change in 1977 when they were doing so as well. I was reading For My Sins, I was reading the 1000th anniversary edition of Hot Press to just kind of look at some of the archival material that they had. And editor Niall Stokes was just talking about, you know, some scandal or other that he had regarding phone lines and how they were apportioned to the offices of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael across the road from Hot Press, but not him. And, you know, it's always one of those things whereby somebody kind of setting up a magazine or setting up a web scene is doing so specifically to make a point of view felt and seen, and to leave a mark on something that they feel that they're frustrated in not seeing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Hot Press is one of, like, old Hot Press is one of the influences for starting this. I remember when I was doing the project that I did during final year, I was looking through old issues of Hot Press, and I thought it was really cool to have, like, music alongside politics, because you had these really radical writers like Eamon McCann and Neil McCafferty alongside all this stuff about, you know, Fela and Sir Henry's or, you know, whatever was going on at the time. It would be wrong to say that we'd be the first to sort of bring a radical approach, but I don't think the view of the current generation is represented anymore in that publication. That's why I think we should start fresh.
Creating new spaces is important, no matter what kind of stage that we find youth culture at in the city in particular. But you kind of mentioned there before the jump that you were going to feature things like op-eds, things like essays and long-form writing as well, which is something of a lost art. You know, obviously we get like Guardian Music having long reads, or we have different long reads and or features on specialist publications like The Thin Air, like Golden Plaque, etc. But in terms of a Corkonian context, you know, for long reads pertaining to music, it's either Downtown and The Evening Echo on a Thursday, and you know that's it. I mean, Totally Cork is gone. Backstage Traffic was a long, long time ago. Things like Noise and Drop D, you know, we had our time doing that, but you know, it wasn't necessarily sustainable for one reason or another. So, maybe talk to us, I suppose, about, you know, how you see essays and long form fitting in, I suppose, number one, to the local media horizon, and I suppose really, how do you feel the formula fits regarding modern arts journalism? Because again, there's no longer the myth making apparatuses. They don't have the influence over youth culture anymore.
Well, the long reads aren't just about music. The long reads are all about politics and music and politics and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it's just sort of, they'll be exploring, you know, how music fits into society. It will be some of them are even like, there's different, completely different things to music. There's one of them is about period poverty. The other one's about the law, abortion laws in Northern Ireland. Another one's about punk music in Belfast in the 70s and the Troubles and all that. So it's all different topics. It's not just about music. Music is an important aspect of it, but we're interested in exploring the wider context of our society. We'll have guides and events. They'll all be in different sections, but the long reads, they're their own. They're going to be monthly. They're going to be their own thing, where it's like one will be about music, one will be about whatever, yeah. other things like that. So it's not just about music. It's sort of a catch all.
Like, it's interesting that you mentioned kind of long reads being staggered out in the same way that the Enemy has now just decided to do the one long read every week. To kind of capitalize or to kind of amend for the attention span that, you know, that they're trying to pitch themselves to now. Irish music media has kind of touched off of the intersection with politics over the course of the last couple of decades. Whether, you know, it was 80s hot press advocating for abortion and marriage rights, whether it was 909 in the early 2000s beginning to start doing annual reports on the Minister for Arts and whether or not they delivered on their promises as and when the time was. But the space is ripe now, at a time where just after the Me Too conversation, the Angry Moms Collective in Cork in particular are having this conversation in terms of events. Sexual Violence Centre Cork, along with Cypress Avenue, spearheading the Ask for Angela campaign. But even things like Gender Rebels as well, the local trans and NB community organising social outings to various pop culture destinations across the county. The time is ripe to, I suppose, create a music journalism, a youth politics journalism for the new normal. Kind of talk to us a little bit about kind of how you worked out the tone of inclusivity and progression in those politics, things like period poverty.
It's what people want to talk about that I know. So, I mean, if that's what they want to talk about, then if we can make the platform for them to have a voice, that's what I want to do, give them a voice. It's people I know in college did projects on it, and they that's their opinions. So it's like, yeah, go ahead, talk about it. I mean, that we're better off for it, you know?
Will there be an editorial tone in terms of, like, you know, historically Irish music press kind of veering to the left in terms of editorial policy?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Most people will be writing things that are to the left.
Yeah.
I won't be pushing my own opinion or anything into what they have to say. It's them.
Yeah.
I want to hear what they have to say.
Yeah. Well, not injecting opinion as such, like in the hand that kind of editorial has taken over the years of kind of keeping their opinion to their editorial column.
If they want to go a particular stance, I'm not going to stop them. You know what I mean?
When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the wider conversations surrounding music journalism, as well as your upcoming public discussion day at the Pink Moon. But first, we're going to go back to some more tunes, going back to the playlist that you and your colleagues have helped put together for us for this week's episode of Red on Red. You have Selkies, Cork City Hardcore, with Hazard Lights.
There's a huge hardcore scene in Cork City. Not a lot of people know about it. That's what I'm talking about. Not a lot of people know that there's a huge hardcore scene in Cork, but you know, there is, and Selkies are part of it in their class.
Selkies, Worn Out. It is one of those things that, you know, specialist media in Cork City do try and get around to as much as possible, but with things being fractured, as you said, sometimes bringing everything together in a cogent fashion can be a little bit of a challenge. And we'll talk a little bit more about that challenge, but you also have Damsel with Head Hums.
Yeah, that's a class tune. It's just catchy. It's class.
Good tack. We're going to hear from Damsel momentarily, but first, this is Selkies with Hazard Lights here on Red on Red. We'll be right back. Damsel with Head Hums here on Red on Red, still joined in studio by Killian McCann of upcoming Cork webzine Post Material. And before we kind of get talking about, like, we've been talking about Post Material for the last, I don't know how long, and we never got around to like a URL. Like, how is it getting released specifically?
We'll have a launch day in January.
Cool. Is it like postmaterial.ie?
We don't have one yet.
Oh, okay. So that kind of that kind of process is still very
in
development. Mm. Like, how do you see it happening yourself? Obviously, like postmaterial.ie or .com or .net or some such. And I suppose one of the big things coming into, you know, launching in 2020 with Post Material is the fact that you're launching a completely online-only platform. You're looking at ways to make it sustainable. You're looking at ways of keeping it going on a DIY basis. Arts journalism is in a bit of a weird place at present because, again, you mentioned that, you know, we're in an intergenerational changeover. You know, print and all of the importance and the ability to mythologize is gone because, again, the importance that was accorded to print outfits coming through once a week, etc., isn't necessarily there anymore, and it's been replaced with a steady stream of, you know, of visual and oral stimulation coming from everywhere. So I suppose we've talked a little bit about how you intend to do things on the local level and platforming people, but I suppose before we talk about music journalism in 2019 in general, kind of have the bigger conversation, I suppose outline what arts journalism means to you. Like, it can't necessarily be an entirely tangible thing. You've kind of looked at, you know, the history of it and its development in Ireland for sure, and you've kind of seen where it's come from. But can I talk just a little bit about, you know, your consumption patterns, how they influence what you want to do with Post Material magazine?
What I really care about is, like, what the message is behind whoever is doing it and what they're, like, why they do that art or they do that music or they do whatever. Like, that's the most important thing to me, I think. I think music journalism and all that these days, it's too, like, you have the needle drop and you've people, they go, they watch, they listen to an album, but they'd watch the needle drop first and that'll influence their opinion, you know? It's like, no, like, make your own opinion, man. Like, I just want to say what the artist says and then the person who consumes it gets it from what the artist says.
You know, ever was it thus in terms of reviews that have been kind of handed down from above? I suppose people in their 30s now would have been the last generation to have eagerly awaited the magazines to have come in from the UK, sometimes from the US on the very, very rare occasion. But you're coming along at a time where the personal touch, as you mentioned, is becoming an increasing part of how people consume things. You look at District Magazine and how, you know, in addition to a quarterly print presence, which places emphasis on, you know, heavy paper stock and a very personal aspect to all of its interviews, you also have things like Mabfield, where, you know, you talk a little bit about kind of opinions being from the top down and kind of people wanted to cotton on to themselves in terms of crowd chasing. But you also have, like, again, the Mabfield lads will sit down and they'll discuss everything in a panel discussion, not in that kind of, you know, unnecessarily dichotomous way that a lot of politics is discussed in establishment media, but as a bunch of lads, etc., with their own various takes and things that they would want to be heard doing so in those kind of roundtable discussions, and in particular the video podcast that they do. The Niler podcast, you know, much the same way. Again, it's a music journalist that, while not necessarily attempting to kind of shoehorn their vision into things, very definitely do kind of make their opinions heard among themselves. Niler 9 and Dre, and you can hear them every week on Niler9.com. You can subscribe in all your podcast apps. You know, as we've mentioned, you know, there's going to be a lot of different media that are going to be implemented over the course of establishing Post Material, where the website is the main destination for all of the long reads, as well as news and more short form things. You'll also have a social media presence. And as you've mentioned, there's going to be video going to that as well. You're going where people are and you're catching their attention in the ways that are doing so. I suppose maybe what are the challenges inherent to try and kind of keeping a coherent editorial tone and style together across those platforms? Have you kind of explored that much yet in terms of initial content? Or
a small bit. I think the more I think about it, the more it's just about visuals, and because people love to see, you know, something that, like, people love watching something that's kind of, you know, interesting and grabs their attention for a while. So it's just about putting something out there that makes the person go, oh, what's that, and click on it and like just read this really interesting thing that the person has to say.
Yeah.
So like visuals will have a big part in it.
So this Friday coming up at the Pink Moon Cafe, you're going to have that discussion day that we've talked about, wherein, you know, you're consulting with people that want to kind of feel as though they're taking a stake in local media, and in particular younger people. I suppose maybe talk to us a little bit about the process of coming up with parameters for how they can contribute, kind of what the question is necessarily being asked of the younger head, rather, that's coming into this, and how you intend to kind of, I suppose, assimilate or kind of take in their suggestions into the overall running of Post Material.
Just by looking at it and seeing how we can. I mean, it's, we haven't come to that yet. We just need to hear what it is first, and we can think about it. If it works, if they have an idea and we think that they could, you know, write an article that could get published, that's cool. We can we'll listen to you. If they want to collaborate with us, and one thing we'd love to do is get people from different collectives to come to the discussion day so we can talk about how we can collaborate, then that would be class as well. I'm really interested in talking with all these collectives that, and all these production companies, and all these lads that are just who are planning on events and stuff. We'd like to just listen to them as well, and incorporate whatever it is they would like to say into our project.
I mean, that's the absolute most the kind of denizens of the Cork music scene can ask for, is to have the microphone kind of put in front of them, and to have the ability to be heard directly. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about upcoming things for Post Material. But first, we're going to go back to some more tunes. You got Laurie Shaw with Night of the Realm.
And he's a great artist. It's a great tune.
And you have a frequent collaborator of his in Elaine Malone with My Baby's Dead. We've been playing this every week since it released on the podcast.
Oh, really?
Whether it was a guest playlist or whether it's just come through as part of the Women in Cork music mix that we put together a couple of weeks ago for our Lee Side Tapes Side Effect. Like, it's a banger of a tune, and it thoroughly deserves its place in any playlist that it comes through. I mean, she's one of those people now that you will have witnessed over the past couple of years really kind of establishing herself and saying things that need to be heard and deserve to be platformed.
Like her other project, Mantua, is her, like, it, that's really cool the way like she's opening to collaborate with, she's open to collaborate with other musicians and just do what she does.
We'll hear from Elaine Malone momentarily, but first, this is Laurie Shaw with Night of the Realm here on Red on Red.
As the lark ascends, long shadows on pagan displays of stone, a trailing green coat and a pocketbook of patriotic quotes. We can muddy their coasts with chit-fat shore. This is what our forefathers fought for, living on the world above, sipping builder's tea out of St. George's Moors. Don't let them all, like a drop in the ocean they'll drop, black out the coastal towns, they're coming for our shit golden years of heavy shelling and air raids ringing. You'd swallow hard on the fear and let it eat you from the inside. Hide your kids keeper of the vellum codex, football sticker, book sacred. Don't let them all, like a drop in the ocean, they'll drop, drop, drop. Black out the coastal towns, they're coming for our shit jobs. Down off the splitting hills, up to the moving mill. Swallow the bitterest pill of them all.
My baby, don't come home drunk. My
Elaine Malone with My Baby's Dead here on Red on Red. And just before we wrap up this episode of the show, Killian McCann of Post Material Magazine, where can we find Post Material online and what happens for the magazine immediately after this discussion day happening this Friday afternoon at the Pink Moon Cafe on Washington Street?
Well, you can find us on Instagram at Post Material Magazine, on Twitter at Post Material Mag, and on Facebook at Post Material. After the discussion day, when we're just gonna probably just meet up and plan on what will you do next and try and get the time to build this website.
Would you be having any more kind of discussion days at a time that's kind of more amenable to people working, you know, shift work and other jobs?
Yeah, that's kind of in the works, but we haven't thought of it yet. We're finding it very hard to find the time. But I would love to do discussion days, not only in Cork, but I'd love to do one in Limerick City. I'd love to do one in Waterford.
Now's the time with the things that are happening in Limerick and Waterford.
Yeah. Now's the time to do it. So we'll have one in Limerick in the new year. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we can have other ones, you know, in Galway, Dublin, Belfast, Dundalk.
All the places where
there's cool stuff happening, you know.
Spread that reach. And again, you mentioned Belfast. You know, it cannot be stressed the importance of, you know, that all-Ireland presence that's been had. Because, I mean, that's what stood to Alternative Ulster back in the times. That's what has stood to the Thin Air, you know, up to now.
Yeah.
And it's very definitely something that can be kind of expanded upon and made into a standard feature for Irish music journalism.
Yeah.
Because
we're aiming to collaborate with, you know, we're aiming to collaborate with the collectives, and we're aiming to collaborate with, I mean, there's a production company that's after starting Mint Productions, and what they're going to do is going to be class.
Mm.
The Aideen and Aaron are just really talented, and their vision is something that's completely new to theatre. Well, not completely new, but, you know, they have these original ideas that I think will be really cool. Want to collaborate with, you know, anything in Limerick. There's loads of collectives in Limerick at the moment.
DIY, prescription,
Unseen, Dundalk even, there's Pizza, and there's some really cool bands coming out of Dundalk.
Mm-hmm.
And Belfast, I mean, there's lots of stuff happening. Like, Belfast is this huge, well, it's not huge, like, but it's this big city that, you know, there's cool stuff happening there. Like, there's a big punk scene there and emo scene and all that. Dublin as well. Dublin's the capital. There's always stuff happening there.
There is.
And Derry.
Derry in particular,
yeah.
I mean, like, you know, for kind of all Ireland jags taken place over the course of a couple of weekends over the years, you know, Derry's been a quiet favourite.
Yeah, and there's some really cool bands coming over there, like Touts and Cherim and all that, and it's cool.
Touts and Cherim in particular have come kind of really highly recommended by Pretty Happy.
We had them on the
podcast as well, so definitely wants to continue to check out. I suppose any other plugs, shout outs, things that you necessarily want to kind of get in the airwaves? Before we head away,
shout out to the boys.
Shout out to all the boys. That about wraps it up for this week's episode of Red on Red, Cork's new music podcast from Red FM and redextra.ie. Thank you very much to Killian McCann for joining us this episode.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for listening. If you like what you're hearing, please take the time to subscribe and leave us a review on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, as well as all your other podcasting apps and platforms. Every subscribe, every share, every rate, every little bit of word of mouth helps us spread the word of DIY music and indie media endeavours in Cork City. Make sure to check out the artists featured online or at an upcoming gig. And if you'd like more Irish tunes, please be sure to listen into Green on Red on Sunday nights with Alan O'Donovan for the best of all that is Irish on Cork's Red FM. 104 to 106, Killian, you're leaving us with a tune from local outfit Electric Limes. They've been featured on Angry Mom Collective Billings recently.
Yeah, they've been coming up recently. They're pretty cool. It's really nice acoustic, really chilled out. Yeah, I love it.
And it's a nice note to leave it on. This is Electric Limes with Symbiosis. This has been Red on Red. And we'll talk to you next week.
Everything you wanted. seeking catches up when there is no more left to give. With your head in the clouds, you don't see.
Red.